8:31. This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It is happening tomorrow. Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, the third annual Parks and Recreation event. Jennifer Barta, Executive Director. Are you all ready for this?
Oh my gosh, yes. Super excited.
You've only been on the job a short time, and here's a major event. You're going to have a fun day.
Yeah, it'll be super fun. Thankfully, the weather's holding up, but we're super excited to see everybody and their dogs. We've got vendors, food trucks, vaccine clinics, and lots of raffle items. So it is from 11 to 3, but we do have a special morning walk with the doc as our pre-event starting at 9:30 at Stewart Park Train.
So, yeah, talk about that. What's going to be going on?
Yeah. So this is a partnership with Mercy Health, and it's, you know, you and your dog walking with the doctor, pre-event walk, and then afterwards you can enjoy all our fun contests. So that's my favorite part, is the doggy contest. You get to participate in best costume, best trick, owner look-alike. Hmm. So if you look like your dog, that's a fun one.
And that,
and an easy one.
I don't know if that requires therapy at some point or what.
I know. And a peanut butter eating contest.
Now, which, is that the human or the dog?
That's the dog.
Oh.
I mean, if you want to eat it, you can.
So where did you come up with all these little dog contests?
Well, you know, we... at Oregon Humane, when I worked there, we did some of these similar contests, and they were such a huge hit. And I know that some of these we haven't done before, like the peanut butter eating contest. But it was such a hit in Portland, we figured, let's try it. I mean, dogs love peanut butter.
And talk about why you do this big event.
It's really to get the word out about Saving Grace and our community and how we are here for our community. So our vaccine and microchip clinic is super important. We do many of those, but, you know, we want your dogs to be microchipped. So if they go missing, they can come back. So it's a low-cost clinic we have, too.
And microchipping really is interesting because, I mean, you know, decades ago, there wasn't such a thing. And oftentimes when animals get away, sometimes you can't find them, but yet they're really not that far away.
Exactly. And we see this all the time. And so we want to make sure you get your animals back. We also want to thank First Community Credit Union for being our sponsor for this event. And there's beer and wine for the humans and free music.
And the animals, though, no beer and wine.
No, not for that.
Okay. yeah, I've heard some stories sometimes. Probably not a good idea. So tomorrow, people can come out. You've got a lot of booths, a lot of things that people can find out about.
Yeah, and we also have alumni dog parade. So if you have a Saving Grace dog that was adopted, we have free bandanas. So we'd love to see them parade along. We have raffles. We have activities for dogs and kids, like bobbing for hot dogs for the dogs, and things like face painting for kids. So it'll be super fun. Bring the whole family.
And I think tomorrow, for you being newer to the area, a chance to really meet a lot of people that have got, you know, long time Saving Grace connections.
Yes, I absolutely love it. So I'm looking forward to it. This is month 3 for me. And I'm also new to Roseburg. So I love making these connections and seeing all the new people for me.
And of course, doing it on kind of an ominous day, May 18th. I don't know if you've always been in Oregon.
Not always.
Not always. Okay. Well, May 18th, back in the day in 1980, is when Mount St. Helens erupted.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah, I am.
Oh my gosh, how did I forget that?
I am right because I was actually fairly close by.
Oh no.
After that, but that's a whole nother story. But
you stumped me.
But it did it, well. Good. I like doing that on live radio. This is good for you. But yeah, no, it's just one of those historic days for a lot of people in Oregon. Always remember May 18th.
Yeah.
So. A fun day, though, to have it and a chance to get outside, get some fun for your family and your animals as well. A lot of people don't always get dogs out to parks and do things like that. But it seems like when I see that as I'm out around town, the animals really enjoy that.
Yes, they absolutely do. And of course, we need pet-friendly dogs because we want to make sure everyone is safe. Well, I should say pet and people-friendly dogs and all dogs on leash. But they do love it. There's lots of activities for them, and they will be exhausted afterwards.
All right, a lot going on tomorrow. Now, how did things go for the adoption event?
Oh, it was wonderful. We did, I feel like we did over, I can't remember exactly, over 50 adoptions. And, you know, that went on for 15 days. And we were really excited. We got some long-term dogs and cats out. So we're thrilled about that.
Very good. And if people want to check out the adoptable animals available, how do they do that?
Yep, you can actually go on our website if you'd like to do that. You can come during our open hours. We will be closed tomorrow for the event, but we'll reopen on Tuesday because our normal days off are Sunday, Monday. So you can come in between 12 and 7, Tuesday through Saturday.
And you're going to have some adoptable animals out tomorrow, right?
Yes, we will. We're going to have some dogs there. And of course, this is limited to dogs just to keep everyone safe, but we hope to see you all.
All right, Jennifer Barta, Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
8:37 at the morning report.